This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. A total of 1,211 candidates have been left in the fray for Jharkhand Assembly elections. Yesterday was the last day for withdrawal of candidature for second phase of Assembly polls. Polling for 81-member Assembly will be held in two phases. The first phase of voting will take place on 13th November in 43 constituencies. 683 candidates are in the fray for the first phase, while 528 candidates have been left in the fray for the second phase after withdrawal of candidature yesterday. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to visit Ranchi today. Mr. Shah will review poll preparations with BJP leaders of Jharkhand. He will also address three election rallies at Dhalbhumgarh in Ghatshila, Barkhatta in Hazaribagh and Simaria in Chatra tomorrow. Meanwhile, the political heat is rising in poll-bound Jharkhand as a ruling INDIA bloc and the opposition NDA are trying to garner the support of the people. Jharkhand BJP election co-chair and Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma said if BJP is voted to power, they will implement the National Register of Citizens NRC in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi criticized the Congress for making false promises to the people. In a series of social media posts yesterday, Mr. Modi alleged that there is a growing realization across the country that a vote for Congress is a vote for non-governance, poor economics and unparalleled loot. He said the people want development and progress, not the same old fake promises from Congress. Meanwhile, the BJP demanded an apology from Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, following Mr. Kharge's advice that the party's state units should make only those promises that are fiscally feasible. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, senior BJP leader Ravishankar Prasad said that for the first time, Congress has acknowledged misleading the public.
Kharge ji, please give the first lesson of this confession. Don't make announcement unless there is a proper financial provision to Mr. Rahul Gandhi first. Wo jaane to sahi, Congress party ne apne adhyaksh ke madhyam se pehli baar swikar kiya hai. Congress ke dwara jo hota raha hai, wo janta ki aankhon mein dhool jhokne ki baat rahi hai. Kya Shriman Kharge saab maafi mangenge jo Telangana mein ho raha hai, jo Karnataka mein ho raha hai, jo Himachal Pradesh mein ho raha hai?
Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav visited New Delhi Railway Station yesterday evening to review passenger amenities and travel arrangements during the ongoing festive rush. He interacted with passengers waiting on the platforms for their trains. Some of the passengers said that they did not face any difficulty in reaching the platforms due to proper crowd management. Mr. Vaishnav expressed satisfaction over the crowd management by the Railway Protection Force, RPF, and rail officials. Speaking to media persons, the minister praised the initiatives taken by the railway officials for a smooth travel experience. Talking to Akashwani News, Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railway, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay said,
Uttar Railway द्वारा छठ के त्योहार को देखते हुए अपने यात्रियों को विशेष सुविधाएं प्रदान की जा रही हैं। इनमें सबसे महत्वपूर्ण सुविधा है विशेष ट्रेन्स की। उत्तर रेलवे द्वारा आज की डेट में 68 ट्रेन्स चलाई जाएंगी या उत्तर रेलवे होकर गुजरेंगी। ये स्पेशल ट्रेन्स हैं। 2 नवंबर को 71 स्पेशल ट्रेन्स उत्तर रेलवे द्वारा या चलाई जाएंगी या उत्तर रेलवे के क्षेत्र से होकर गुजरेंगी। 52 रेगुलर ट्रेन्स चल रही हैं। उसके अलावा करीब करीब 22-23 स्पेशल ट्रेन्स चल रही हैं।
The 15th India-US Joint Special Forces Exercise Vajra Prahar will begin today at Orchard Combat Training Center in Idaho, US. It will conclude on the 22nd of this month. Last edition of the same exercise was conducted at Umroy, Meghalaya in December last year. In cricket, India will resume their first innings at the overnight score of 86 for 4 against New Zealand on second day of the third and final test in Mumbai this morning. At the draw of stumps, Shubman Gill on 31 and Rishabh Pant on 1 were at the crease. Indian shuttlers Malvika Bansal and Ayush Shetty advanced to the semi-finals of the Heiler Open Badminton Tournament in Saarbrücken, Germany yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.